Federal managers will have some more tools later this month to help them hire new talent. And OPM will continue to make what it calls incremental changes to USAjobs.gov. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me with what else OPM has on its plate during the final year of the Obama administration. I guess, Nicole, things don't stop in terms of hiring, talent management, and all of those things.
Of course not. In fact, they're launching something called the Hiring Excellence Campaign. And we heard about this a few months back, and I would call it more of a public awareness campaign. So the idea here is to help hiring managers and agency leaders understand the tools and the flexibilities that they already have that could help them hire new talent. So a part of that is something what OPM told, OPM told me it's on track to put out a series of new guidebooks and tools on the Pathways program. And this is, as we all know, the federal internship program. It'll also start some new workshops for hiring managers and training courses for HR specialists. Again, the idea to help them understand the existing authorities that they already have to help them hire new people. Now, USA Jobs will play a role into this, and OPM has been making incremental changes to USA Jobs since last May.
They've actually been making them in some sense for the past 10 years, I think, to USAjobs.gov.
Right, exactly. And so we've heard about this before. The agency's Innovation Lab is behind this one. We've all heard about agile development. And again, that's what they're doing here, rolling out small changes every 6 to 8 weeks or so. And according to performance.gov, an update there, they're on track to continue that trend for later this year. Some things that we'll see, or that we're expected to see at least, an application guide to help applicants better understand the process, something called a resume mining enhancement. Now, I heard about this from OPM's Innovation Lab back in October, and the idea here is what they're calling a skills aggregator. So if you're applying to a job and you list your resume and you have a list of certifications, those skills will stay in the system, and the system itself will capture and track those skills over time throughout your federal career. So if you were to gain a certification at some point throughout your federal career, USA Jobs would keep track of that. Now, there's also some mixed progress so far.
So just before we move on from that one, that means that hiring managers, every time they looked at you, they would have a place to go to see who the new version of that particular person is, updated with whatever skills, talents, training he or she might have had.
Exactly. So if you were to take part in some sort of certification course or something like that, your manager could see how you did and what that certification is exactly.
Too bad they can't get that kind of system into background check so they could keep updating people throughout their careers.
Right.
Different topic, I guess.
Whole different story. But OPM is seeing some mixed progress so far in some of their other digital projects. Again, things that they'll be working on throughout 2016. One of them is unlocktalent.gov. This is OPM's data visualization dashboard. And the agency has said it's been adding more to it over time. In 2015, we saw the results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. They were posted there and opened to the public for the first time. And members of the Senior Executive Service have slowly been gaining access to Unlocked Talent on a quarterly basis. Again, this is all according to performance.gov. Now, agencies are supposed to be able to add their own data to Unlocked Talent by April, but OPM hasn't started on that one yet. And so we'll see how they do there.
Is unlocktalent.gov primarily something used by federal managers or by people that are specifically in the hiring mode or by anybody?
I think it can be used by anybody. I think the goal is for agency hiring managers and leaders to get a greater sense of how they're doing and how other agencies are doing, and to be able to use that data and apply it to their own jobs. But as we saw this year, the results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey were posted there for the public. So some aspects are open to everyone and some aspects are just open to agency leaders.
This makes me all think that in some ways, OPM has created almost its own social media type of approach for its own internal talent, or the government's own internal talent needs.
I guess you could say that. I think they're pegging it as a dashboard to visualize a lot of things that are going on within the federal workforce. So I guess you could call it a social media service in a sense.
And I guess the other thing that strikes me is how busy Beth Cobert, as the acting director of OPM, with the whole thing winding down for the Obama administration, she's pushing ahead as if it's year one for two terms to go.
Right. Well, I think she kind of has to do that. And, you know, this is 2016 is, in a sense, an awkward year because it is a transition year. We're hearing over and over about the importance of a successful transition from one administration to the next. And for OPM, part of their job is making sure that political appointees, someone whose job would maybe likely end this year, that they don't try to unfairly give themselves a position in the competitive service. And you wrote about this, Tom, and this is an idea called burrowing in. So Acting OPM Director Beth Cobert, she's put out a series of reminders earlier this week about this idea. Now, if agencies want to convert someone from a political to a competitive service position, they have to get approval from OPM beforehand. And it's OPM's job to do these, what they call pre-appointment reviews, to make sure that they're actually complying with merit systems principles. Now, this has been a policy that OPM has had since the Carter administration, so this isn't anything new. Now, what they did in the past, they had these reviews in the year just leading up to the presidential election. But back in 2010, OPM changed that policy slightly to go beyond just the year before and do it on more of a continuing basis. Now, OPM is also reminding agencies that they'll continue to review SES selections this year before those candidates go before the Qualifications Review Board. And Cobert also reminded no bonuses will go out between June 1st of this year and January 20th, 2017, the start of the new presidential term. This applies to non-career members of the SES and Schedule C employees, but this shouldn't come as a big surprise because President Obama banned performance awards for political appointees, and that order came back in 2010. Now, you can find a link to OPM's guidance on all of this. They have some do's and don'ts for converting political appointees and non-career SES to career positions at federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's own Nicola Grisco. As far as engagement priorities this year, what do we know about that?
So again, this has been something that's been on OPM's plate for a long time now. They've been involved in a lot of these initiatives, particularly as we hear more and more about President Obama's recent executive order on the senior executive service. And OPM looks at a couple of different indicators to track their progress on workforce engagement. One of them is the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. The other is a survey within the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. And they're essentially looking at whether agencies are able to attract and recruit the right talent and whether or not they're actually satisfied with the people that they get. So last fiscal year, OPM didn't meet any of its target goals. So 59% of agency hiring managers say they're satisfied with the quality of applicants in that last quarter of 2015. Their target was 70%. And looking at the SES, 51% satisfaction in the quality of SES applicants at the end of 2015. Now, those scores did improve over the year, but it's still pretty far below OPM's target of 70%. And I think we're seeing this overall government-wide with engagement. If you look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results for 2015, we saw, okay, engagement went up a percentage point from 63 to 64%. But again, OPM's goal here is to see an increase of 3 percentage points every single year. And I think they still have a long way to go there.
That's an uphill climb. That question that answers 59% of agency hiring managers say they're satisfied with the quality of applicants in the last quarter of 2015. And as you mentioned, the target is 70%. That seems to me a highly interpretable question. One manager could get 50 resumes and there's one sterling person in there and that's the one they hire. They could say, I'm satisfied. I got one out of 15 or 50. Someone else could say, I only got one out of 50, so I'm not satisfied at all, even though the result could be the same, a really great new hire.
Right. And I think it's a subjective question, and I'm sure it varies from agency to agency. One agency might find that they get great applicants and they're really easy to hire them, and another agency might see something a little different.
And getting back to your statements about what's going on with respect to burrowers or people that want to move from the appointed or C-level into the regular SES, or maybe not even into the regular SES, just into career civil service, you can't leave, cool your heels for 90 days, and then come back. This prohibition against avoiding the OPM evaluation personally, you have to have been out of the government for 5 years. Correct?
Right.
Nicola Grisco, Federal News Radio's reporter on all things concerning human capital. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Find Nicole's story online at federalnewsradio.com and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.